Welcome to another episode of Global Market Insights, brought to you by XM.com, where we provide meaningful and informative content about the events that affect market trends and shape global markets. Hello and welcome to the weekly Forex Outlook at XM.com. We'll be taking a look at upcoming US and UK data and the potential impact on the dollar and the pound, as well as data out of Australia and the outlook for the Aussie. I'm Maria Pascher-Deves, and joining me, Senior Investment Analyst Haralambos Bisoudos. So Haralambos, starting over in the US, Fed Chair Powell sounded less hawkish than expected at last week's meeting, hinting that they are still leaning towards rate cuts. Now on Wednesday, we'll get the CPIs for April. What are we expecting there, and how might it impact the Fed's path and the dollar?
Hello, Maria. Yes, Powell appeared less hawkish than expected, and the softer-than-expected jobs report for April corroborated his view, a view that was echoed by more policymakers this week. So this allowed market participants to add a few basis points worth of rate cuts to their expectations, and they are now expecting around 46 basis points worth of cuts by December, with the first 25 basis points rate cut largely anticipated in September. Now, with regards to next week's CPIs, I believe that the risks may be tilted to the downside. According to the S&P Global PMIs, output prices increased again at a solid but slower pace during April than in March, while the year-over-year change in oil prices declined recently and got closer to zero, which adds to the downside risks of the headline CPI rate. Therefore, if the inflation data suggests that the latest stickiness in consumer prices was just temporary and that inflation has started to cool again, traders may lower their implied path a bit more, which could thereby prove negative for treasury yields and the US dollar.
Moving over to the UK now, the Bank of England left rates unchanged yesterday, as was widely expected, but appeared more dovish than anticipated. Now on Tuesday, we'll get UK employment data for March. How might these figures affect the pound?
Now, I believe that the attention will fall on wage growth, given that the Bank of England appeared confident that inflation will continue softening and head towards their 2% objective. This was evident by the addition in the statement mentioning that they will consider how incoming data informs the assessment that the inflation risks are receding, and also by the downward revisions in the bank's inflation projections. So, further slowdown in wages may corroborate the view that inflation in the UK could continue to cool, and thus the pound may extend its Bank of England-related slide as traders reevaluate their rate cut bets. They are currently convinced that the first 25 basis points reduction by the Bank of England will be delivered in August, but softening wage growth could make them start examining whether June is a better option.
Turning to Australia now, inflation was stickier than expected in the first quarter. How might the upcoming jobs report on Thursday affect the RBA's rate path and the Aussie?
Now, the RBA met this week and maintained a neutral stance, disappointing those expecting a hawkish shift due to the stickiness in inflation. Yet the market is not expecting any rate cuts. On the contrary, they are assigning a decent 25% chance for a quarter point hike by September. Thus, a strong rebound in employment could well enhance the probability of a September hike, at a time when other central banks are thinking when to start lowering rates. So this could prove positive for the Australian dollar, which may also benefit from further improvement in risk appetite if the US inflation data on Wednesday encourages investors to add to their Fed rate cut bets.
And finally, is there any other data coming out that traders should pay attention to?
Yes, we have China's industrial production, retail sales, and fixed asset investment data for April, with investors eager to get more information on how the world's second largest economy performed during the first month of the second quarter of the year. We also have Japan's preliminary GDP for the first quarter, where it will be interesting to see whether the Japanese economy remained in growth or whether it slipped back into contraction. Now, if the latter is the case, the yen is likely to continue falling as investors take off the table some of their summer hike bets. That said, further declines in the yen may well increase the chances for another round of intervention by Japanese authorities. Now, the Japanese data comes on Friday, while Japan's GDP is scheduled for the day before, on Thursday.
Harlambos, thanks so much. This was the weekly Forex Outlook here at XM.com. Thank you for listening to another episode of Global Market Insights brought to you by XM.com. For more in-depth technical and fundamental analysis, be sure to visit www.xm.com/research.